Why is it right that when you think of criminals, you think of people that are right ugly bastards? Why is it that if you were going to direct a play or make a film, then you would use right ugly bastards to play the criminals? Well, the answer is that on average, people that are criminals are, compared to the rest of the population, right ugly bastards. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pipe. Now, today I want to look into something that I think is rather interesting, which is that criminals tend to be uglier than the general population. Before I do that, I want to remind you, please remember to go over and subscribe to my Substack, jollyheretic.com, in which I put videos that are far too controversial to put on YouTube, in which I have in-person interviews, in which I have all the best stuff. And if you're really, really nice, then please consider becoming a paid subscriber for as little as the price of a pint of beer a month. Right, back to the video. Why are criminals ugly bastards? Well, the evidence is fairly clear on this. If you look in my book, How to Judge People by What They Look Like, I bring together all of the evidence. A lot of it has been done by Chinese researchers, but increasingly there's more and more being done with artificial intelligence and stuff like this, and they all show the same thing, which is that people that are criminals have on average faces that are less symmetrical than are those of the general population, and also faces that are rated as more physically unattractive. Now, why is this going to be the case? Well, the key reasons are there are two things that essentially predict criminality. One is low intelligence, and the other is psychopathology. Studies indicate that there is a weak negative relationship between intelligence and facial symmetry, i.e., on average, people that are less intelligent are uglier. And low IQ predicts criminality because people with low IQ are less able to anticipate the consequences of their actions. They're more impulsive, they're more violent, they're lower in basically altruism and agreeableness, they're more likely to commit crime. Secondly, psychopathic personality, that is to say being selfish and nasty and having low empathy and just being generally extremely unpleasant and manipulative, that is associated with having an asymmetrical face. And psychopathic personality predicts committing crime. Now, why do these relationships exist? Well, under conditions of harsh Darwinian selection, what we were selecting for in order to function in a society was high intelligence, because intelligence predicts in a difficult, harsh Darwinian environment that you will be able to accrue more resources and your offspring will be better able to survive in the competition for resources. And we were selecting for being pro-social, because people that are pro-social are more likely to get on with other people, they're less likely to be cast out by the band, they're less likely to be killed, they're less likely to be executed. And so we were we know actually that we were killing across the medieval period and early modern period 2% of the male population each generation, and those people would have been those that would commit crime, that's young men, and they would have been psychopathic and they would have been low in IQ. And so therefore these things become bundled together, so you get a bundling together of what we're selecting for. What are we selecting for? Well, we're selecting for intelligence and we're selecting for pro-social personality. So these get bundled together with other things that we are also selecting for, such as genetic, mental and physical health. Now, if you have an asymmetrical face, what that means is that you have, on average, poor genetic health. For two reasons. One, you simply have high mutational load, and this is reflected in an asymmetrical face because nature likes symmetry. Or two, that you have a relatively weak immune system. This means that you are using more of your bioenergetic resources to fight off disease and whatever, and therefore you have fewer resources left over to maintain a symmetrical phenotype. And so if you have an asymmetrical face, you have a weak immune system, and this is likely to go together with having low intelligence, and studies have indicated this, by the way, that low intelligence goes together with having a genetically poor immune system and being genetically sick, and you are more likely to be genetically psychopathic. So this is why there is this relationship between low IQ, high psychopathic personality, and ugliness. And we have, of course, we were under selection for this. Selection has now weakened, of course, weakened immensely. And studies indicate, by the way, that we are becoming increasingly more psychopathic and increasingly less intelligent and increasingly more genetically sick, precisely because these selection pressures have weakened with the Industrial Revolution and the rise of proper better medicine and all this sort of thing. But ultimately, things that are genetically selected for become bundled together. These were genetic health, which becomes bundled together with being pro-social and with being highly intelligent. These things are all bundled together. And so people that have psychopathic traits and low IQ are going to have more asymmetrical faces. They're going to be less physically attractive. And because they have those mental traits, they're more likely to commit crime. So this is why criminals are uglier than the general population.
Are you ready for the future of the West?